Web. WLTW New York.
Delilah. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Christina, who has been involved with the man since this past summer. Although, Christina, you never tell me if you ever met him. Your letter sort of sounds like you two never had face-to-face relationship, but that it was a phone and internet relationship. Anyway, that said, he has stopped contacting you and stopped communicating with you. And Christina, if he loved you, you said that he is a kind man, that he is a loving man. If he were truly a kind and loving man, he would communicate with you and say, I do not want to be in this relationship. He would say, this hurt my feelings and I don't want to continue. Something to that effect. The fact that he just dropped off the face of the earth tells me he's a jerk, that he's not kind or loving at all. When you love somebody, when you're kind to somebody, you just don't end all communications and disappear and not return calls or ignore them. That's not kind. That's not loving. That's being a jerk. An immature jerk at that. So yes, you are far better off without him. And thank God you found out what a jerk he is now early in the relationship instead of 2 or 3 or 10 years down the road. So stop wishing him back. Listen to what he's not saying. He's not saying the words, but I'm hearing them loud and clear that he is an emotionally unavailable person and cannot deal with conflict or work through it. So move on, girlfriend, and find somebody that wants a real relationship and will be good to you for real. Hi, good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hello, Delilah. This is Adam.
Adam, what can I do for you?
Yes, I would love for you to play a song for my beautiful fiance that I just extremely adore for everything, who she is, how she is, and for what she does. She's just, I mean, how can you put it? She is just perfect. And everything that God made her in and how he made her, she's perfect. Wouldn't change not a thing.
So just the way she is, she's absolutely perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's her name, Adam?
Her name is Chantel.
Okay, I'm going to play a song to let her know how perfect she is for you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You have a good night.
All right. You too. Thank you very much. And I am so happy that I got to talk with you.
Bye-bye.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things I want to say. I will always love you. I would never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret. It breaks my heart to see you cry.
Whatever is going on in your corner of the world, I want you to remember this. If you cannot impact or change what is going on in other corners of the world, if you cannot change the outcome, then do not let it steal your joy. Save your energy for the things you can impact. You can be a good neighbor. You can be a good friend. You can reach out in love. You can pray for peace and you can act in peace. You can go volunteer at a grade school. You can impact your corner of the world. Save your energy for doing good. I am here to try to do good with you each and every night, to share your stories, to share in your excitements, to share in your families, in your relationships, tonight and every night, right here. You're listening to Delilah.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do. Ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace, 'cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning around, I can't see clear no more. What are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Shania Twain.
Hi, this is Ed Sheeran.
Hey, it's Luke Combs.
This is Madonna.
This is Christina Aguilera.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
This is 106.7 Light Up.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Inside my
Good evening. You've called the Delilah Show. Welcome to the Light at Night. Who is this?
My name is Deandra. I've been waiting my whole life to get a hold of you. I'd like to tell you a story.
Tell me your story.
Okay, so I met this man after a lot of healing, a lot of time. It was in a bad situation, to make it short. Domestic violence, finally got out of it right before my dad died. I feel like that was maybe his wish to me, is to get me out of a bad spot, a bad place. He passed not too long ago, and before he had passed, I told him about this boy. This man, I should say, that I was seeing, and he's just amazing. I can't say anything more than I'm so glad that I did my own healing and I was ready to accept him.
So you went through a lot of healing. You decided to take the steps to make your heart healthy and whole, and now you met somebody who is worthy of your time?
Oh, 110%. Since the moment I met him, I felt like this was all I needed. I just needed this. And I just really felt complete. He loves me and my kids, and we have a couple of dogs now together. We're planning on building a house, and I just love him. I just found my person in life after such a long, hard life. And I hope everybody in my situation finds that person for themselves.
I am happy for you, honey. What is his name?
His name is Christian.
I will play a song for you and the family that you are building together.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for answering me. I waited so long for you. I listen to you all the time. I just pulled into the grocery store and I was on hold and I'm like doing my bottles and I'm like, I gotta stop for a minute. I've waited my whole life for her.
Well, thank you for stopping, for pulling over. Thank you for listening all these years. And thank you for working on you so I can find the perfect love song now.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.
Together. All I know, love will save.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Each night I open up the phone line so that I can talk to you, so that I can listen to you, so that I can hear your stories. I don't want you to call, I'm going to be real honest here. I don't want you to call and say, I love him. He's my heart. He's my soul. He's my everything. Thanks. Goodbye. I want to know why you love him, why she makes you smile ear to ear, why you're willing to go through such tough times, the floodwaters of life, to be by that person's side, why you cherish them, how they make you feel. I want to hear your story. If you have a story to share, you can do it by writing to me, d@delilah.com, or calling me, 1-800-222-1067, or you can find me on social media too. I just want to hear from you. You're listening to Delilah. Come Home to Me, Delilah. Each night right here on New York's 106.7 Light FM, this is The Light at Night. Keeping you company all night long as we celebrate the changing of the seasons, the arrival of autumn. And the holiday is dead ahead. We got Halloween coming and then Thanksgiving and Christmas. I was at the store the other day with my one of my older daughters, Tangi, and she's, Mom, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting some stocking stuffers. She said, you got to be kidding me. I said, honey, I got to start now or it's just not going to happen. Already I'm getting exhausted thinking about it, and I haven't even baked my first pumpkin pie yet. Thank you for sharing this night with me. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Each night we get phone calls and letters from people who have rekindled an old love, who have found that those embers of love never died and have fanned them into a flame. Such is the case with Arlene. She says, I want to tell you about true love and reuniting. My best friend and I met 5 years ago. After the first month of knowing him, I fell in love. Although I never told him how deeply I felt, I found out now that he knew. He wasn't ready for a relationship then, and he told me so. So over the course of the years, we would be in touch now and again. He moved out of town and we never saw each other until a few weeks ago. He found out where I lived through a mutual friend and came to see me, much to my surprise. When we saw each other, we hugged, we cried, and we both knew from that moment on we would be together. 3 nights ago, while we were standing in line at the store, he asked me to marry him. I started crying like a baby. The checkout girl said, did he just ask you to marry him? And he said, yes. She can't answer right now, but she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and she will be my wife someday. Now we're talking about making our lives one. He's the most wonderful and shocking man I know, and I know we're going to be together forever. I know without a doubt that anything worth having is worth waiting for. I'm glad I waited, and I'm so glad that it paid off. Please, Delilah, pick out a song that will be played at our wedding. We'll be listening to your show just like we always do. Arlene, congratulations.
Start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on.
You found New York's 106.7 Light FM. This is The Light at Night. I'm Delilah. When I talk about living your best life, living fully, living with passion and joy and love, a lot of people think I'm saying be successful, make a lot of money. I'm not. You will never hear me say that. I don't think success equates to making a lot of money. I think success is knowing what your purpose is. If your purpose is to be a kindergarten teacher or a preschool teacher, you are never going to make a lot of money. That's okay. You are going to be fulfilling your purpose, being a good person. A kind person, a compassionate person is far more important than making a lot of money. Taking care of your family, making a positive impact on your street, in your neighborhood, in your community. That is a much better definition of success. For me, that means gardening. It means raising animals. It means raising kids. It means being involved in my community. Go live a successful life. And if you make money doing it, great. But make memories, make friends, make lasting relationships. Far more important. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can take it, there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, to pull you through, you just gotta be strong. Show me how to fight for now. And I tell you, baby, it was easy.
looking right at the other half of me. The biggest seed that's set in my heart is the space, and now you're home.
You
show me how to fight for now.
You show me, baby.
I tell you, baby, and it was easy coming back here to you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. And now it's clear as this promise that we're making to reflection into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me.
US.
You're hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's